The story of Zacchaeus comes from the Gospel of Luke, the 19th chapter. Listen now for God's word. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. And a man there was named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because Jesus was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay them back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." People of God, the grass may wither and the flowers may fade, but the word of our God remains and abides forever. Thanks be to God, and let all God's people say, Amen. Our Bible story for today is a favorite, one that is beloved by children and adults alike. And I think part of the reason why this story is so well loved is that it is so easy for us to imagine it in our imaginations, in our mind's eye. Jesus is moving through the land of Israel. He has become a famous preacher and teacher and healer at this point in his ministry. We're in Luke chapter 19, so we're pretty far away along in the Gospel of Luke. And Jesus has done some amazing things at this point in the Gospel. He has demonstrated that he is a healer, that he has power from God to heal people who are in need of healing. People who can't speak, Jesus has returned the gift of speech. People who are blind and can't see, Jesus has given them back their sight. Those who are not able to walk, Jesus has restored their legs and their bodies and restored their lives. People who are trapped in all kinds of various ways, trapped in sin, trapped in spiritual evil, Jesus has freed them from their captivity. And Jesus has done a bunch of other things to get a lot of attention too. So he's become something of a rock star. Every time he enters a town, people want to see who this guy is. And based on what he does, people are hoping and starting to believe that Jesus might be God's very special servant, whom God has sent into this world to set things right. Right? People are excited that Jesus might be God's agent of salvation, to put the world back the way that God wants the world to be. So when Jesus enters the city of Jericho, Zacchaeus and everybody else want to just get a glimpse of this preacher and teacher and healer and this servant of God. And we know what happens, right? Zacchaeus is there. He can't see because of the crowd and because he is a short person. Something I've never had problems with, honestly, but my problems come in being on airplanes. But anyway, so he runs on ahead, he finds a tree, he climbs up in the tree, and he's there just to see Jesus. And Jesus comes, and he stands at the bottom of the tree, and he says, "Zacchaeus, come down from there, for I want to come to your house today." And Jesus does. He goes with Zacchaeus to his house, and Jesus shows Zacchaeus God's love. Jesus shows him God's love, and that love is transformational in Zacchaeus' life. Zacchaeus was not a generous person before. Zacchaeus had some issues and some problems in his life, and as Jesus loved him, Zacchaeus' life was changed. He becomes a generous person. He decides to give away half of the money that he has, and he says to Jesus that if he has done anything wrong, he will repay it back four times as much. So this story is familiar to us, and we know the details. But there's one detail in this story which we don't often hear about. It's not in the song. And that's that people were grumbling when Jesus decided to go and have lunch, or to go spend time in Zacchaeus' house, to have a meal with him in his house. And it makes us wonder, doesn't it? We know this story as just a cheery, happy, good story. And so right in the middle to have this note that people were grumbling makes us wonder, what was it that people were grumbling about? Why were they upset that Jesus was doing this amazing and this really good thing of spending time with Zacchaeus and transforming his life, right? Well, there really were two reasons why people probably grumbled that Jesus was spending time with Zacchaeus. The first is that Zacchaeus was a tax collector. Yes, a tax collector. Now, politics in the United States of America right now are very difficult, so we don't want to say too much about this, but it's generally the case that people have mixed feelings towards taxes, right? Right? Do we love taxes? Not all the time, right? So, and when it comes to governmental agencies, is the IRS our favorite agency of the United States government?
No.
No, right? But there's something more going on in Zacchaeus' case. It's not just that he was a tax collector. It's that he was collecting taxes for the Roman Empire, right? The Roman Empire had come through and had conquered the land of Israel. Right? Way back in the beginning of the Bible, God gives the land of Israel to the people of Israel. God's desire is that they would flourish there in the land, that they would rule over themselves, that they would care for one another in the land. And for hundreds of years, that's how things went for Israel. But then things started going south. And they kept going south. Different empires kept rising up and conquering the land of Israel. First, it was the Assyrians, and then it was the Babylonians, and then it was the Persians, and then it was the Greeks, and then finally, in Jesus' day, the Romans. The Roman Empire had conquered the land of Israel. And for the people of Israel, for Jesus and his friends and family and his neighbors, right, the admirable position to take towards the Romans was to hate their guts, right? People hated the Romans. They wanted to see the Romans kicked out of the land. They wanted to see Israel rise up and to take control of their land again and to rule over themselves. People did not like the Romans. And so people who were popular, other people felt that they were doing the right thing. They were the people who were doing all that they could to try and get rid of the Romans, right? And what a tax collector was someone who was conspiring with the Romans, someone who was working for the Romans, for the enemies, for this invading nation, to collect taxes from the people of Israel and to send those taxes back to Rome, where those taxes would then be used to fund the same army and soldiers who were keeping Israel under Roman authority in the first place. So Zacchaeus, a tax collector, was seen as someone who conspired with the enemies of God's people. Tax collectors were hated, okay? The second reason why people probably grumbled is because Zacchaeus was rich, right? And they didn't hate him just because he was rich, but they hated him because tax collectors, being Roman officials, they could rob from people without any consequences. They could come and knock on people's doors and they could say, "I know I already collected taxes this month, but guess what? Caesar wants another $100, so you have to pay up." And the people had no recourse to say, "Zacchaeus, I've already paid my taxes. You can't take this money from me too." And so the wealth that Zacchaeus had, most people assumed that Zacchaeus had stolen that money. So Jesus comes into this city of Jericho, and out of the thousands and thousands of people who must have lived there, this is the person whom Jesus chooses to spend his time with. A person who had suspicious credentials, a person who clearly wasn't living the best life possible. The people, when they saw Jesus come into Jericho, they must have assumed that Jesus would find someone who was faithful to God's commandments, someone who was pious and good, someone who was living the life that God would have wanted them to live, not someone like Zacchaeus, who was sinful by stealing from his neighbors and conspiring with God's enemies. But this is exactly what Jesus does in the story, is he goes and he finds someone in need of God's transformational love. Jesus doesn't come to the city of Jericho just for those who are already righteous, just for those who are already perfect, and just for those who have no issues or problems in their lives. Instead, Jesus comes and he finds someone in need of God's transformational love, right? I think that this is good news for us. And I think that God has a powerful and an important message for us in this lesson. Each of us knows that our lives are not perfect lives, right? I'm the father of a 3-year-old daughter. Anyone who's parented for 3 years, a 3-year-old daughter, knows that they are not a perfect human being, right? Can I get an amen from the parents in the room, right? Being a parent is extremely difficult at times, and it causes us to realize our faults and our failures, right? Because we end up doing things and saying things that we are not proud of, right? We all have our philosophy of what a good parent is, and we constantly find ourselves doing other things that are outside of that philosophy, right? None of us are perfect people, right? We all have ways in which we conspire with the enemies of God. Those enemies like anger and hatred, those enemies like pride and ego, those enemies like despair and doubt, those enemies of God like sin, and all of the other things that bring problems and troubles into our lives. We all know that we are not perfect people. And the good news of this story is that Jesus comes to an imperfect person, and Jesus shows that person God's perfect, unconditional love. Did you hear what Jesus said to Zacchaeus when he was up in the tree? Jesus stood there at the foot of the tree and he said, "Zacchaeus, if you promise to reform your life, you can come down from that tree and I'll have dinner with you tonight." Is that what he says? No, he doesn't. Jesus shows Zacchaeus unconditional love. He puts no conditions on his love. He looks at Zacchaeus in that tree, sinful as he is, broken as he is, as full of mistakes and missteps as he is, and Jesus says, "You are a child of God. God loves you. I love you. And I want to spend time with you." And Jesus goes and he spends time with this broken and sinful man who has made mistakes, whose life is in need of transformation and reform. And Jesus spends time loving him, showing him divine and perfect love. And that love transforms Zacchaeus's life. People of God, this is the God that we know and we serve, the God that we worship, the God that we pray to. Our God is a God of unconditional love who comes into our lives when they are broken and full of missteps and mistakes and open secrets of sin, that we are broken people. And God says, "You are my beloved child. I love you." And God spends time with us in order that God can transform our hearts and our lives with God's love. God shows us that love. God transforms our lives, and God calls us to love one another and the people in this world with that same divine love. For God's love, we can say, "Thanks be to God." Amen. We'll stand and sing, just as I am, number 370.